here at the UC Health Training Center and joined now by ESPN's injury analyst Stefania Bell. And teams around the league right now are trying to stay healthy. The Broncos have some guys coming back from injury from last year. Let's start with Monte Ball. He had that groin injury, and before that it was an appendix. Where do you see his outlook coming into this season?
Well, actually, he is so positive on what's going on. I just spoke with him, and I think one of the things that's really helped him is really training all of his core. He kind of reset it. He started doing Pilates, he told me, and he learned about how to strengthen and get flexible through his abdomen, through his glutes, his quad, everything. And he says he does some of those exercises every day before he goes out to practice. He's going to maintain a regimen of Pilates during the season. And he did mention that having that abdominal surgery before the season may have been a factor in why the groin injury happened. So he's looking forward to being healthy this year. Sounds like he's on a great path.
Interesting, because you don't normally think of your abs being connected to your groin, but sounds like maybe they do have an effect on each other. Another guy, Shane Ray, a rookie, he had the foot injury on his New Year's Day bowl game. Wasn't he really able to rehab it, though, but now it looks like he's back on the field doing okay.
He's doing great. You know, I talked to him before the draft, and he was in a tough spot. It was hurting him to walk at that time. He really didn't have the time to rest that toe injury because he was trying to perform, trying to impress teams in the hope that somebody would draft him. And my feeling all along was if he could get the right match and he could have enough rest, this would be something he could fully recover from and do very well. And he said he's thrilled to be in Denver because he did get that rest time through OTAs. He stayed here during the break, rehabbed, has orthotics. He says no pain at all in his foot. He felt like the staff here treated him so well that it's all behind him. And now he can go 100% in practice with no issues in the foot.
Yeah, definitely something good to hear. We hear DeMarcus Ware talking about Ray going to have a big-time presence out on the field this season. And that staff, very familiar with the foot injury because Brandon Marshall had that Liz Frank injury, and he's back too.
This is a really tough injury, and we see it fairly often in football. It's an injury to the midfoot, and the midfoot is so critical because it's where you transition your force from the rear of your foot to the front when you push off. So obviously very painful when it happens. He had the surgery in March, but clearly showed how tough he was because he was playing with some discomfort in that foot already. But obviously looking forward to a strong season now.
Well, those were some of the bigger question marks heading into camp, those inside linebackers, along with Danny Trevathan. This has been a little injury report here with ESPN injury analyst Stefania Bell. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.